In other news this morning, New South Wales police will today decide just how to continue the search for missing six-year-old Kaisha Abrahams. Last night, nearly 200 people held a candlelit vigil outside the little girl's home in the Sydney suburb of Heversham. Detectives interviewed Kaisha's parents and stepfather last night, and her mother Christy has told News Limited that she had nothing to do with her daughter's disappearance. Former Prime Minister Paul Keating has called for tougher privacy laws. Speaking at the University of Melbourne last night, Mr Keating backed an Australian Law Reform Commission proposal for tough sanctions on companies that invaded privacy. He said some media organisations were too driven by gossip and they should meet higher ethical standards. Thousands of people forced into camps by Pakistan's floods are still waiting to receive food and water. The worst floods in 80 years have affected more than 3 million people, killed 1,500 and have washed away entire villages. The Pakistani army says its aid operations are reaching stranded victims, but some survivors say the government has abandoned them. Iranian officials are denying reports that President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has been the target of an assassination attempt. An Iranian website said an explosive device was thrown at the convoy in the western city of Hamadan, but the website later removed that story. Earlier reports had said the president survived the attack and a suspect was arrested at the scene. Officials now say the blast was caused by a firework.